AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. In San Francisco today, President Biden said,
I'm very proud of my son.
The Justice Department says Hunter Biden will plead guilty to federal tax offenses, but will not be prosecuted on a separate gun charge. It means the president's son will likely avoid any prison time. A week ago, former President Donald Trump was indicted. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy says it's a two-tiered system of justice.
If you are the president's leading political opponent, the DOJ tries to literally put you in jail and give you prison time. If you are the president's son, you get a sweetheart deal.
The Coast Guard says a massive search for a missing submersible continues. Five people are on a mission to look at the wreckage from the Titanic. Here's the AP's Sagar Magani.
The international search has covered more than 10,000 square miles.
An area larger than the state of Connecticut.
But Coast Guard Captain Jamie Frederick says there's no sign of the sub known as the Titan, which put to sea Sunday morning. Its oxygen supply could run out Thursday, and Frederick says the effort to find those aboard will continue, both on and below the surface.
Frankly, that makes it an incredibly complex operation.
The Coast Guard remains in the lead, and the National Security Council's John Kirby, a retired two-star admiral, says the Navy is on standby.
They have some deep water capabilities that the Coast Guard wouldn't necessarily have.
One expert says if the Titan did drop to the seabed, very few vessels can get that deep. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Arkansas's first-in-the-nation ban on gender-affirming care for children has been struck down by a federal judge who says it's unconstitutional. It would have prohibited doctors from providing gender-affirming hormone treatment, puberty blockers, or surgery to anyone under 18. North Carolina's General Assembly is considering legislation to restrict gender-affirming health care. The Dow finished down 245 points. This is AP News. Prosecutors in Romania say social media personality Andrew Tate and his brother are being charged with rape, human trafficking, and forming a criminal gang.
Romania's anti-organized crime agency says prosecutors filed the charges against the brothers, who are both British-US dual citizens, along with two Romanian women. In a statement, the agency explains the four defendants formed a criminal gang in 2021 in order, they say, to commit the crime of human trafficking in Romania as well as in the US and Britain, adding seven victims were misled and transported to Romania, where they were sexually exploited and subjected to physical violence by the gang. Tate is a professional kickboxer with millions of Twitter followers. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Temporary lanes on Interstate 95 in Philadelphia will be open sometime this weekend, with permanent repairs to follow a week after a section of the road collapsed. Ed Donahue, AP News.